Today's scripture reading is from the book of Luke, chapter 13, verses 1 to 9. At that very time, there were some present who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. He asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered this way, they were worse sinners than all the other Galileans? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will perish as they did." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, cut it down, well and good, but if not, if it bears fruit next year, well and good, but if not, you can cut it down."
Wow, what a powerful voice. A little amen for that. How do I even follow that? That's beautiful. Thank you, Amara. Thank you. Aloha, Crossroads family. It's a joy and a blessing to be with you physically and virtually today. I'm sure we've all reflected on the journey of life over the past few years. It's epic, epic to say the least. As we begin this time together, I want to call upon those around us who have journeyed with us. Some of them are near, some are far, some are seen, and others are unseen. Call upon them to be with us this morning. Our ancestors, our family, friends, even strangers that somehow may be responsible for us even being here today. Maybe they helped us to become who we are. They've touched our lives and still touch us today. Call upon that dear soul, that sacred one who reached out to you in a precious moment. Call upon that person that maybe offered you a smile, a kind hello when you needed it the most. Call upon that one that said, "You're more than enough for the task at hand. You are good enough and I believe in you." Maybe they sat down with you and said, "You know, the world doesn't always slow down enough to see your light shine, but I do. I do. And let it shine, let it shine, let it shine." Because no matter how small you think your gift is, how insignificant you might think your contributions may be, God knows you, God sees you, God loves you, and that's good enough. That's good enough. So bring them with you today in this time of worship, for they walked with you. Somebody's responsible for you being here today. Somebody's responsible for you being here in this moment. So pray with me now. Pause for a moment as we pray together. We praise you, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Have you noticed how things in our dear Hawaii have sped up lately? Seems like everything's getting faster. Now, I've been here some 30 years, and David and I were just talking about that. I've known David since I landed just about, and some of you have been here longer than I have, so it seems like we're in this need for speed time of life, and I don't quite get it. I don't know what that's all about. I'm around teenagers a lot, and they travel at the speed of light. They really do. And I'm sure it's an age-old comment or reflection that people say, those kids need to slow down a little bit. They're moving too fast. But I'm not talking about that today. I'm not talking about kids, to be honest. I'm talking about us. Well, okay, some of us. Not everybody, but some of us. I wonder if there's some new kind of way of being that as drivers, we leave out and say, now, how far can I drive today without ever stepping on my brakes? I don't want to step on my brakes at all. Have you noticed that? Like, okay, so there's a car pulling out the driveway. I'm not going to slow down. I'm just going to swerve around. There's a person in the crosswalk. They better hurry up because I'm not going to slow down. I'm just going to swerve around. Don't slow down. Swerve around. Swerve around. And, oh, now that's just the driving part. The need for speed. It seeps into many aspects of life. How often have we just shouted, maybe aloud or in our spirit, hey, dude, could you just chill out a little bit? Slow down. Cool your jets. Ease up. Cut me some slack. Seriously? And here in Hawaii, I love that saying, hey, brah, try wait. Try wait. Well, our scripture today in the parable that Amari read, the fig tree, Jesus is saying and setting a tone for life for us. Well, the owner of the field wants production. You can't blame the owner for that. The tree is planted in precious space, and there's the purpose for it yielding its fruit. It's a fig tree, and fig trees are supposed to yield fruit. And year after year, it does not. And that can be somewhat frustrating. My father and my uncles grew up in Mississippi, and they were sharecroppers in the Jim Crow South. Well, I'd like to be able to say way back in the Jim Crow South, but unfortunately, the Jim Crow South is with us today. That's another story. We won't go too deep into that right now. I wish I could say that was over. It ain't over yet, though. My dad used to talk about chopping cotton, and how they'd have to have a certain amount of weight. When you go in to take in your bag, they would weigh it. And the weight had to be true weight. It couldn't be just the stalks. He would joke and say, well, some of my brothers, they would try to put stalks in for their weight, but I would never do that, George. Mine was true cotton. Anyway, that's still another story. But it had to have a true weight, not the unusable stuff. Every square foot of land was important, and every ounce of product made a difference when it came to settle up with the land owner. Of course, sharecropping, folks that worked the land never got fair wages, and yet they still knew every plot of land was precious and it needed to yield. So the landowner in this parable is not really unduly out of line since, hey, you know, the tree was not producing. It was not giving fruit. But we hear in Ecclesiastes, for everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. There's a time to act, and there's a time to, hey, try wait, bro. But we praise God for the hearts and the minds of and the swiftness of action that young people in our world, as they responded to George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and other dear souls, they helped us to see that, no, it's not time for try wait, it's time to roll. Let's get this done. And we saw it here in Hawaii, and I applaud you, Crossroads, for lifting up the ones who organized Black Lives Matter here. Sometimes action is definitely needed on many fronts of life. Now, I think I hear Jesus saying that maybe we can apply a little bit of difference in this walk with one another. Maybe in our daily walk, we could try a little nurture. We could try a little care. Jesus says, let's give this situation one more try. Great things can happen quite often if we can just pause, sit, listen, and apply some care without moving too hastily. Now, I love this quote. I don't know if you've heard of Elizabeth Lesser. Elizabeth Lesser is the co-founder of the Omega Institute. It's a center for focusing on health, wellness, and spiritual care. And this applies, I love how she says, how quickly I judge and therefore diminish their humanity. How quickly I judge and therefore diminish their humanity. There's a lesson in patience that I've been blessed with in my life. I want to share it with you now. I've been in conversation for several years with a student. So we meet at school on a semi-regular basis, and in one of our conversations, he showed me a sketch. It was just a sketch at that time, and he said, I'm working on this project, and you know, we didn't talk about it much anymore. Then he came by with another sketch, and several weeks later, it started to take form. And then I didn't hear from this student for several weeks. Well, he came back the last day of school before the Christmas holidays, and I want to show you something now, and maybe my brother David can help me now. He handed me this, and I was in awe then, and I'm still in awe today. He made this mosaic. It's a mosaic, as you can see, of the Last Supper. And guess what? It's totally from reclaimed waste on the beaches. He walked the beaches. He picked up fishermen's nets, bottle caps, pieces of plastic, all sorts of junk, Hershey wrappers, all sorts of things. Because guess what? He took the time. He saw deeper. I asked him, what's the name of this? Have you named it? Well, you know, we know it's the Lord's Supper. He said, no, I haven't named it, Chaplain, but I don't know. I said, well, I kept praying about it and thinking about it because it just really got into my spirit. So I really believe God moved me, and I named it Reclaimed, Redeemed, and Renamed. Reclaimed, redeemed, and renamed. It's like, try wait, look deeper, see something within that is better. What if Jesus cut down that fig tree now that we know as Simon Peter? What if Jesus said, you know, Simon Peter, you're gonna fail me, I can see in the future, you're gonna deny me, you're gonna say you don't even know me. I'm gonna cut this fig tree down, Simon Peter, you. Right now, because I'm just gonna throw you into the outer darkness. What if God said to Moses, you know, you've slain that Egyptian and you know, you ran away, you did all these things. I don't think I'm gonna need you anymore. So I'm just gonna cut you down at the root and throw you into the outer darkness. I look at my own life and be honest with you. What if God said, George Scott, you've made some many bad choices in your life. I know the stuff that you did in the streets of Detroit. I know you've been hurting yourself and other people as well. You've been hurting my people, George. So you know what? I don't need you anymore. I'm gonna cut you down at the root. I'm gonna toss you into the outer darkness because you see, if I'm honest with myself, as we say, but for the grace of God, there go I. There go I. So Crossroads, ask yourself, what if? What if? What if you said, try wait in your life? What if, where would you be now if that person that didn't hold you close and looked into the spirit and see and saw something wonderful in you? What if they said, no, but for the grace and patience of God, there go I. See, the world may have said, throw that one out, cut it down at the roots. Crossroads, what I see in you, you're not willing to give in to those words. You're not willing to give in to the world and saying, no, there's nothing there. I don't see anything in that person. I don't see anything in that cause. I don't see anything in this initiative in life. Rather, you say, Jesus said in his word, give them a little more time. I think they'll be okay if we can just nurture them a little more, if we can give them the resources, if we can say we stand with you in your cause. That's what I hear you say, Crossroads. I believe that Jesus is in the reclaiming business. That's what Jesus did and was still all about today. The reclaiming of souls that others toss by the seashore. Then Jesus says, now sit a while with me. Come on, sit a while with me. I'm going to reclaim you, because each of us have been on the seashores of life in some way or another. I'm going to reclaim you. I think you need some redeeming. Sit with me at the table. Come on, sit with me at the table. We're going to break bread together. Sit with me at the table. We're going to drink of this cup together. Because you know what? That's my body broken for you. That's my blood shed for you. Jesus says, I'm going to do some redeeming. And because you know what? I used to call you servants, but no more. No more. I'm renaming you too. I'm going to rename you. You got a new name. I don't call you servant anymore. I call you friend. We used to say that I looked at my hands and my hands looked new. I looked at my feet and my feet did too. I started to walk and I had a new walk. I started to talk and I had a new talk. I started to sing and I had a new song. Whew. What does it feel like to be reclaimed, redeemed, and renamed, Crossroads? What's that feel like? I know it feels good to me. It feels beautiful to me. So we're in the that business family of reclaiming, redeeming, and renaming. We're in the business of, hey, bro, try wait. Try wait. So if God has patience with us, with all of our frailties and our mess ups, somehow we have to have patience and forgiveness for others as well. God bless you. Amen.